This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This is technically my very last Men's Room Top 10 of the year, so let's just get into it.
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
This is the final Men's Room Top 10 of the year, so I decided let's go back in time, to the pop culture moments of 2025 that you may have forgotten.
I guarantee I have.
Guarantee you have.
Yeah.
They start right off the bat for the 2025 Grammys. Anybody who remembers who won Best Country Album of the Year?
Beyonce.
Beyonce won with Cowboy Carter.
Yeah.
Cameras caught her looking stunned for a moment before smiling. That reaction that quickly went viral. My opinion, it was staged.
I think she knew.
She knew.
Yeah, come on.
I like that album.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to say it was the country album of the year. I feel like it was almost like a makeup call.
Yeah, we know what that's about. Sure.
Exactly. That's my whole thing. It's more of a pop album. Country album of the year. I feel like there was a handful that could have qualified as better. But
oh, yeah.
I did like it, though.
I'm not saying it was bad, Ted. I'm merely saying top of the pyramid?
Yeah.
Okie dokie. People in the U.S. freaked out after TikTok was briefly banned on January 19th. You guys remember the TikTok ban that went into effect?
Yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah.
After its parent company failed to divest U.S. operations, this triggered a shutdown for millions of American users overnight. However, within hours, a new executive order delayed enforcement for 75 days, allowing TikTok to restart service while the talks continued. I remember how that went. There were so many TikToks just basically like, hey, since this is going away, here's my confession. And then it showed back up a few hours later like,
Look, people, when it works in the world of politics, don't buy into it so much. In other words, don't make a confession.
Yeah.
You just, like, I killed three people. Like, dude, it's back.
Oh. Pop culture moments that you probably forgot about in the year of 20 and 25. We played the song earlier today, but Kendrick Lamar gave an epic performance during the 2025 Super Bowl halftime, delivering one of the very best halftime shows ever, they say. While everyone, well, except for Drake, was blown away by his performance, it was his bootcut jeans that really stole the show. This is according to BuzzFeed.
Oh.
Bootcut.
Yeah.
Honestly, the thing I remember most about the halftime show were his pants. I'm not even kidding. Like, that's...
No kidding.
Couldn't tell you the song, but the image of him, yeah, I have in my head.
Fantastic, man.
I remember Serena was out there.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, she was. She did make an appearance out there. On April 14th, somebody made headlines when they took a short trip to space.
K.
Katy Perry. Oh, Katy Perry joining a high-profile all-female crew commercial flight that grabbed global attention. She faced immediate backlash online with people criticizing her for being out of touch and questioning the cost and the purpose of celebrity space tourism.
Hey, look, I would do it too if they offered it to me. The difference is she went up there with like three or four other women. For whatever reason, she was the most annoying one.
She really was.
Well, she came back as an astronaut.
Yeah. I'm an astronaut. Like, no, you have money. Yeah,
correct.
Come on.
And the picture that they got here is her with a stupid flower, and I
know. There's something about her. I would never liked her.
I would never lay hands on a woman, but I want to punch her in the face.
Wow.
It's just the smug look of like, oh, look, I have a flower in
the face. Yeah, there's something about
her.
Shut up. It has always bugged me.
Doggone it, man. Disney's live-action Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs hit theater in March, but really, really didn't land with audiences the way that the studios hoped. Critics and fans were quick to point to Gal Gadot's performance as a major factor, calling it wooden and miscast for the role.
I remember Peter Dinklage was upset about that. He's like, wait a minute.
Yes, he was. And he ruined it.
He goes, I am a dwarf. I am probably the most famous dwarf in freaking Hollywood.
Yeah.
You could come to me and you could hire me and six other dwarves to play the role, but you CGI or AI those asses in there. And then the other thing he was mad about, he goes, I am a dwarf. And then the way you characterize dwarves, he's like, "That we don't act like that, man."
See, now, I heard from somebody else, who was the wrestler, I forget, but he came out and he said differently about Peter Dinklage. Dinklage was not saying that, hey, you know what, you could have hired me. He was basically going out and saying, like, no, it's terrible that you're trying to exploit little people for this role.
Without hiring you. So.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
And so then he's like, dude, you made your nut playing a dwarf character in one of the biggest shows ever. It's like, and then you just ruined opportunities for everybody else in the community.
Because now we're funny again.
Right. No, F that guy.
I mean, I bet Warwick Davis would appreciate it.
Sure.
Yeah, man. Come on.
I mean, the guy started out as an Ewok.
Was that his first role?
Did he really start out as an Ewok?
Yeah.
Well, that was years before he was Willow.
Sure.
Yeah. Kenny Baker, the guy who was in the R2-D2 thing, he played an Ewok as well. But Dionne Warwick, Jesus Christ. Warwick Davis. Awesome. I can neither confirm or deny whether Dionne Warwick also played.
They played it.
Warwick Davis had a show called Life's Too Short that was very, very funny.
All right.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yep.
Pop culture moments that you forgot about in 2025. In July, Justin Timberlake found himself going viral on social media for all the wrong reasons.
You got a Dewey.
Oh, that's right.
And then fans posted clips of him struggling to sing during a few European tour dates. The videos, which showed him barely hitting notes or singing at all, quickly sparked a wave of memes and commentary online. Later, he explained that he had been battling Lyme disease, which affected his voice and stamina on stage. So you're right. He got the Dewey that this is going to ruin the world tour. And then everybody's like, this is the world tour?
And then one of the performances they kept showing, I read this whole article that like it was delayed because of storm, so he didn't go out there till like midnight.
All right.
It's like he's drained, the audience is drained. Okay. But that said, bad year for JT.
Bad
and
year.
And I love
for
JT. Tough year.
Yeah, it was a rough one out there.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Let's see. In March, Pedro Pascal had everyone talking when he wore Saint Laurent thigh-high BDSM-esque boots to the season 2 premiere of The Last of Us.
I do not remember that at all.
I don't remember that one. Does anybody remember in July when Harry Styles announced that he would be releasing a vibrator as part of his lifestyle brand, Pleasing?
Vaguely.
Vaguely. All right.
I feel like he's somebody who's qualified to be like, hey, ladies, you need this.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It works.
He's the kind of guy that calls a woman enchanting.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they swoon. Yeah, but if I looked like that and had his talent, I could get away with a lot of stuff, too.
I may or may not know somebody who's just recently gone through the 50 Shades of Grey movies, complaining that it's not realistic whatsoever. If Harry Styles was to do those things, it would play.
I'm just amazed how well he does running marathons.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, that was the news to me. I was like, dude, that really? Time you did under 3 hours? To me, that's phenomenal.
Goodness gracious, man. Nice work. Nice work. In August, amid the Sydney Sweeney American Eagle controversy, K-pop group Cat's Eye broke the internet with their millennial-coded Better in Denim Gap campaign, which featured hypnotic choreography set to Khaleesi's Milkshake.
I don't think I ever saw it, but I think I remember hearing something about it.
Yeah. The TikTok of bunnies jumping on trampolines went mega viral and became one of the first AI videos to actually fool a lot of people. The first one I saw was a bear doing it.
Okay.
Bear jumped up onto a trampoline and just started jumping all over the place.
That one that's going around now, that white moose, got me. It's not real, people.
It's not real.
No.
Pop culture moments that you forgot about here in 2025, Cutwater canned cocktails had a surprisingly huge moment online earlier this year when people began sharing stories about how drunk they felt after just one or two cans. The brand has been around for a while, but this wave started when TikTok users joked that they didn't realize the drinks were so high in alcohol. Pretty soon, even the comments turned into full story times about ending up way more tipsy than planned after a beach day or a backyard barbecue. What happened to those people was not tipsy. That was blackout. That was a mess.
Right.
People stopped on the side of the road as they were letting their buddy yak out the door.
And they sell them in bars.
Oh, yeah.
They do. Somebody tried to say that they call it Cutwater because you're supposed to water it down.
That, yeah.
That doesn't sound accurate.
I mean, I went on the official, that is a theory, but the official website, like, they're just strong.
They don't bring it up, right?
Yeah. I mean, look, you can order a Long Island iced tea in a bar, right? Like, just look at the APV.
Yeah, that's all it is, right?
Yeah,
exactly. On May 30th, Taylor Swift surprised fans by announcing that she had finally regained ownership of the master recordings of her first 6 albums.
Oh, that's right. Was that this year?
That was this year, something she had been publicly working toward for years.
Which means somebody got rich.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Taylor did.
Taylor.
Because she re-recorded all of her albums, sold them to all of her fans.
Who bought them again.
Oh, I have all my albums back again.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
We get it.
The summer was called Brain Rot Summer. The reason behind the name was that there was no song of the summer, iconic movie, or trend defining the season like in previous years. Instead, there were dozens of niche trends and viral things, but nothing that huge that everyone agreed on.
I'm with you. I usually have a song of the summer, and somebody, I was like, I don't know.
It's just not a song of the summer.
No, it just floated. Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande opened the 2025 Oscars with a stunning and emotional medley of Somewhere Over the Rainbow, Home, and Defying Gravity. They probably cried.
I think they cry a lot.
They do, man. That's all they do is cry.
It's cry and sing and sing and cry.
Ted, our boy Morgan Wallen, you remember what he did this year? After performing on SNL in March, Morgan Wallen stirred up controversy when he walked off during the show's closing minutes.
So throwing the chair was a year before.
That was a couple years before, I think. Yeah.
And then, and then he sent him back to God's country.
Yeah, get me back to God's country. That was in there. Exactly. Let's see here. in July. Again, these are pop culture moments that you forgot about in 2025. TikTok went viral after Chris Martin called out a couple during a kiss cam at a Coldplay concert, saying that they were acting suspiciously, like they were having an affair and were just caught. Well, it took the internet all the few hours to find out that everything about these two, and it turns out that that might have been the case. Andy Byron, who is the CEO of the company Astronomer, had his arms draped around the company's HR director. He was married while she was divorced, and he would later go on to resign from the company a few days later.
Yeah.
The HR director.
She just
That's
came
who
out.
I love most.
She just finally gave an interview. It was like, oh, I had a couple high noons and was a little inappropriate with my boss.
A little. Yeah. This is the first time, I'm sure. Mm. And then I'll leave you with this last and final pop culture moment that you forgot about here in 20 and 25. This year marked the sudden explosion of the LaBooBoo craze.
LaBooBoos.
Turning it into a full-blown pop culture phenomenon. I know it feels like it has been a huge craze for years now, but it only took off this year.
Damn.
Yeah,
and they are a creepy-looking thing.
They're weird, man. I don't know why they got so big.
Can I fit one in my Stanley Cup?
Yeah, probably.
Or is that a euphemism?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.